And the main question that the paper addresses is how much water can mountain watersheds hold in the subsurface, and where might that water reside? So we're looking at mountain aquifers. And that's important to understand just in terms of figuring out where water goes when it falls in mountain watersheds as either rain or snow. What happens to it? How much of it gets used up by trees? How much of it runs off in the streams? And how much of it might be feeding mountain aquifers? So to get at this question, we used a combination of geophysical imaging of the subsurface and numerical models of the stress distribution in the subsurface. And what we found from this work is that we can understand the distribution of porosity in the subsurface of mountain watersheds by looking at the state of stress in the Earth's crust. That state of stress actually controls where fractures are opening up in the subsurface, and those fractures are creating the space for water to reside in the subsurface. This work gives us a whole new set of tools and a new set of ideas for trying to understand what happens to water in mountain watersheds. Where does it go? How does it move around? And where might it be held in the subsurface for ecological use?